Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, Managing Editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
President Biden is issuing a warning in his farewell address to the nation. Days before capping a five-decade career of public service and leaving office, the president says the American dream's being hijacked by the nation's richest.
An oligarchy is taking shape in America.
Of the ultra-wealthy and powerful.
The dangerous consequences if their abuse of power is left unchecked.
Sounding the alarm as tech titans like Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg have flocked to Donald Trump's side. With his family watching in the Oval Office, the president invoked Dwight Eisenhower's warning 60 years ago.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Six decades later, I'm equally concerned about the potential rise of a tech-industrial complex that could pose real dangers for our country as well.
Citing artificial intelligence and misinformation enabling the abuse of power. Even as the president spoke, Trump's incoming spokesman falsely claimed the president's speech was pre-recorded. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President-elect Donald Trump is exploring options to preserve TikTok, including an executive order to suspend enforcement of the federal law. That's according to Florida Congressman Mike Waltz, Trump's pick for national security advisor. Waltz told Fox News Trump is a dealmaker and says he's made clear that TikTok is a great platform that many Americans use and has been great for his campaign. But number two, Waltz says Trump will protect Americans' data. During oral arguments last week, the Supreme Court justices sounded likely to uphold the ban that would go into effect Sunday on the grounds of national security, unless TikTok China-based parent company ByteDance divests its U.S. version of the app. Trump pledged to save TikTok during the campaign and credited the platform with helping him win more youth votes. Jennifer King, Washington.
Both President Biden and President-elect Trump are claiming credit for the Gaza ceasefire deal. As word first spread, Trump called it an epic agreement that could only have happened because of his November win. He'd been pressuring Hamas with threats over what would happen if hostages weren't freed by the time he took office.
All hell will break out.
At the White House.
This is the exact framework of the deal I proposed back in May.
President Biden says while his administration negotiated the deal, it worked closely with Trump's Mideast envoy, noting the incoming administration will have to help oversee the deal's implementation.
We've been speaking as one team.
But when asked whom the history books will credit for the agreement,
is that a joke?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Just weeks ago, Donald Trump's pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was teetering toward collapse. Now it appears on track for confirmation after a heated Senate hearing that focused on his views of women in combat and his drinking. But Trump's more controversial choices of nominee for FBI Director Cash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Secretary of Health and Human Services have yet to come before senators for public questioning. Donna Warder, Washington.
Transportation Secretary nominee Sean Duffy promised not to interfere in ongoing agency investigations into Elon Musk's electric car company if confirmed to head the department. Duffy said that he'll allow the Department of Transportation to follow the evidence regarding Tesla and not interfere, even in the face of political pressure to do so. A big Donald Trump ally, Musk has repeatedly clashed with the agency. Duffy's decisions at the Transportation Department will have a direct impact on profits not only at Tesla, but Musk's rocket company, SpaceX, which has billions of dollars of federal contracts with the agency. The Transportation Department has occasionally fined the company for violations, including over $630,000 last year for alleged safety violations during two Florida launches. Hayapan Juwani, Washington.
Donald Trump's attorney general nominee says the Justice Department went after the president-elect. That kind of thing would not happen on her watch. at her Senate confirmation hearing.
They targeted Donald Trump.
And Pam Bondi says if she becomes attorney general,
I will not politicize that office.
Bondi is a longtime Trump loyalist, and Democrats like Dick Durbin worry she'd oversee investigations at Trump's urging, with him vowing retribution against enemies.
I need to know that you would tell the president no if you're asked to do something that is wrong, illegal, or unconstitutional.
Bondi later did not answer directly when asked what she'd do if career prosecutors recommended bringing a criminal case, but the White House said no.
Senator, if I thought that would happen, I would not be sitting here today.
Insisting her client is the American people and not the president. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
15 Democratic attorneys general are asking a court to let them defend the federal policy that opened subsidized health coverage to young adults who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. The attorneys general anticipate that President-elect Donald Trump will not take up the mantle for Dreamers after he's sworn in. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin says undermining Dreamers' access to health care not only hurts them and their American children, but harms states like New Jersey, too. For years, states have sued the federal government, especially Republican administrations, over the policy. If the federal judge in Bismarck, North Dakota, allows the attorneys general to intervene in the case, it would set up a legal battle between red and blue states. I'm Donna Porter.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is removing the GOP chairman of the powerful House Intelligence Committee. Johnson says Representative Mike Turner, an Ohio Republican, will no longer lead the committee, which oversees the nation's intelligence agencies and holds tremendous influence over law enforcement and foreign policy. Turner was a vocal supporter of assistance for Ukraine and held other views that put him at odds with President-elect Donald Trump. Turner, last year, also pushed back on Trump's claims that Haitian migrants in Turner's Ohio district were eating pets. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy has expressed interest in the Ohio U.S. Senate seat that's being vacated by Vice President-elect J.D. Vance. That's according to a person with direct knowledge of the biotech entrepreneur's wishes. The person Ohio Governor Mike DeWine appoints will serve until December 2026. They would need to run again for the remainder of the term in November 2026. I'm Haya Panjwani.
At a White House ceremony, President Biden signed the designations creating Chuckwalla National Monument near Joshua Tree and the Satitla Highlands National Monument in Northern California's Klamath region.
A wildlife habitat and sacred ancestral lands.
The declarations protect a combined total of over 1,300 square miles with natural wonders like the Painted Canyon of Mecca Hills and rare plants and animals like desert bighorn sheep and the Chuckwalla lizard.
Lavender flowers, lizards, mountain lions, bats, bighorn sheep, owls, desert tortoises. I mean, this is incredible what's there.
Many Native American tribes and environmental groups have pushed for designation of the sites, which are part of the president's efforts to cement an environmental legacy.
I'm proud to have kept my commitment to protect more land and water than any president in American history.
The event was supposed to take place with a speech last week in the eastern Coachella Valley, but was postponed as deadly wildfires struck the Los Angeles area. Jennifer King, Washington.
Kid Rock.
Redneck Paradise.
Rascal Flatts.
I got a lot of hey, I'm sorry.
And Jason Aldean are just three of the big-name performers who'll be in Washington, D.C. to perform on Donald Trump's Inauguration Day Monday or events over the weekend. On Sunday, Lee Greenwood will be at a Make America Great Again rally at Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. He says he's excited to sing yet again for his friend Donald Trump. Aldean, a five-time Grammy nominee, is scheduled to perform at the Liberty Ball Monday night alongside the Village People. Earlier in the day, Carrie Underwood will sing America the Beautiful at Trump's swearing-in ceremony. Donna Warder, Washington.
Winds are expected to ease around Los Angeles today, where wildfires have killed at least 25 people. Even with the flames still burning, the next step has already begun around Los Angeles, cleaning up.
Crews are going through this lead. It was a small community, and they're finding out if there's any valuables that can give them back to the residents.
Luis Jimenez with CAL FIRE is in Pacific Palisades. Layla Glassman's home there is gone. Her kids' school was destroyed, but her children have been relocated to another school.
We're appreciative, but of course, there's a lot of grief. The loss of community is the worst thing.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass issued an executive order intended to clear the way for residents to rebuild quickly. FEMA's regional director in L.A. says first steps are being taken to get people back in homes. I'm Ed Donahue.
Los Angeles area wildfires are fueling misinformation, including a billionaire couple accused of withholding water, Democratic leadership blamed for fire hydrants running dry and an empty reservoir. Firefighters were allegedly using handbags to fight fires. A sample of false and misleading claims emerging amid criticism about water management. According to officials, the hydrants were overstressed because demand was so high, and those handbags are really canvas firefighting totes used to quickly douse flames. As for that couple, the Resnicks, they have a stake in California's Kern Water Bank, which does not supply L.A. water. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks rallied to their best day in 2 months on Wall Street after an encouraging update on inflation. The S&P 500 jumped 1.8% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 703 points. It's about 1.7%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 2.5%. Strong profit reports from big U.S. banks also pushed indexes higher. Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs helped lead the way. Treasury yields fell sharply in the bond market. That came as hopes that Wednesday's inflation update could help convince the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates again later this year. Seth Soutell, New York.
The U.S. government says so far it has recovered more than $31 million in Social Security payments that were erroneously given to dead people. The money was reclaimed as part of a pilot program after Congress gave the Treasury Department access to the Social Security Administration's full master file of dead people going back to 1899. The Treasury Department projects it'll recover more than $215 million during the three-year period it has access to the federal database, which ends at the end of 2026. The Congressional Budget Office is reducing its population projections for 30 years from now. The Budget Office had projected last year that 383 million people would be living in the United States in 2055. Now it's projecting that roughly 342 million will be living in the country in 30 years. That's because of declining birth rates and less immigration expected. The U.S. population is expected to grow to 350 million by the end of this year, but then population growth is expected to slow beginning in 2036. And the Budget Office says without immigration, the U.S. population would start to slow down in 2033. 3 years earlier. Fertility rates over the next 30 years are expected to go from 1.7 births per woman to 1.6 births. Donna Water, Washington.
The Transportation Department is stepping up enforcement of persistent flight delays with a civil lawsuit against Southwest Airlines and a fine against Frontier Airlines. The agency said in a federal lawsuit it filed in California that Southwest illegally operated chronically delayed flights and disrupted passengers' travel plans. The department said its investigation found that Dallas-based Southwest operated two chronically delayed flights, one between Chicago Midway International Airport and Oakland, California, and another between Baltimore, Maryland and Cleveland, Ohio. Both flights were chronically delayed for 5 straight months and together resulted in 180 flight disruptions for passengers between April and August of 2022. FDA officials banned red dye number 3 from foods. The move comes nearly 35 years after the dye was barred from cosmetics like lipsticks because of potential cancer risk. Food and Drug Administration officials granted a 3-year-old petition filed by consumer advocates. The groups argued that some studies found the dye causes cancer in laboratory rats. FDA officials cited a statute known as the Delaney Clause, which requires the FDA to ban any additive found to cause cancer in people or rats. Officials say the cancer risk has not been documented in people. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Inflation picked up last month with prices rising for things like gas and eggs. The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index rose 2.9% last month from a year ago, the biggest hike since July and the third straight increase since inflation hit a 3.5-year low in September. And while so-called core inflation dropped slightly, the increase in overall prices shows inflation remains an issue, and the threat of Donald Trump's potentially inflationary policies looms. Federal Reserve economists expect inflation to stay about the same this year as last. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Jets have interviewed Broncos defensive coordinator Vance Joseph, and the Bears interviewed Steelers offensive coordinator Arthur Smith for their head coaching vacancies. Ravens Pro Bowl receiver Zay Flowers missed practice Wednesday with a knee injury ahead of Sunday's AFC divisional showdown against the Bills. Former professional football and baseball star Bo Jackson is giving up a $21 million judgment against his niece and nephew, whom he said harassed and tried to extort him. College football, Texas junior quarterback Quinn Ewers has declared for the NFL draft, setting the stage for Arch Manning to take over in 2025. Urban Meyer will join Nick Saban in the 2025 College Football Hall of Fame class. NHL, the Penguins placed two-time All-Star goaltender Tristan Jarry on waivers, and women's college basketball teams will be paid for playing games in the NCAA tournament under a plan approved Wednesday at the NCAA convention. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Conclave leads the race for the British Academy Film Awards, BAFTA. Conclave is a thriller set at the Vatican.
What if I know in my heart that I am not worthy?
You are more worthy than any of us.
I'm not.
Well, then tell your supporters not to vote for you, to pass the chalice.
It has 12 nominations. BAFTA's Sarah Putt says this doesn't mean Conclave is going to win 12 awards.
It's closely followed by several others, by Emilio Perez, by The Brutalist, etc., etc., many of them in there. I think they're all demonstrating fantastic storytelling.
While the nominations were read in London, BAFTA's thoughts are with Hollywood and the deadly wildfires.
What's happened over there has been devastating, and at the moment what we are primarily concerned for is everybody's safety.
The BAFTAs will be handed out February 16th, just a few weeks away from the Oscars. I'm Ed Donoghue.
I'm Karen Chemas, and these are the AP International News headlines. Gaza's health ministry says Israeli strikes have killed at least 72 people since the ceasefire deal was announced. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said what he described as a last-minute crisis with Hamas was holding up Israeli approval of the long-awaited ceasefire agreement. Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer.
This deal cannot be brought to Israel's cabinet to vote on until it is finalized.
It was not yet clear if Netanyahu's statements reflected jockeying to keep his fractious coalition together or whether the deal was at risk. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has arrived in Ukraine's capital with a pledge to help guarantee the country's security for a century. Lawyers for South Korea's detained president say he will reject questioning by investigators. President Yoon Suk-yeol exercised his right to remain silent as he underwent more than 10 hours of questioning on Wednesday. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's Grammarly. rly.com/podcast.